That means it's time to wrap the program with the Richter scale. 95.3 score.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Run away!
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Welcome to the Richter Scale. I'm Nick, here with Alex. Steve is at Hot Mama's.
Yo.
And I'm going to be bringing up the biggest news from the weekend. And Alex and Steve will be saying how much it impacted their weekend or impacted the sports world. So, we begin with the always exciting Army-Navy game that was Saturday afternoon, as Army was looking to win back-to-back games in the rivalry series for the first time since 1995-1996. Dressed in all white in the snow in Philly, the Black Knights won 14-13 with all of three passing attempts by both team the entire game. Both quarterbacks in that game were 2-for-2, so that was pretty incredible. How big of an impact did this game have on your weekend? We'll start with Alex.
I am going to give the... Can I give it a 33 for the amount of pass attempts? I don't know.
It was only three of them.
Loved this game. I watched the entire game. I don't know if I've watched an entire college football game other than Oregon this season, but I watched that entire one. That was absolutely fantastic and fun. And who would have thought you would say that about a football game that didn't? All they did was run. Literally, all they did was run. That was fantastic. I loved it. So a 10 for me.
Yeah, my dad served as a medic in Korea, and he is a nut Army fan. He texts me every week, the Black Knights of the Hudson are playing this. I talked to him multiple times during the game. I was rooting for Army. So, yeah, it was a football game. I watched most of the first half and all of the second half. So I'm going to go 9.5.
I don't know what it is about that game, but every year it comes on, I sit down, I make a point, and I sit down and watch it. And I love it every time.
It might be because it's the only game.
Pageantry as well, I think.
That is true, yeah. Next up, the men's basketball team was looking for a bounce-back performance after losing three of their last four. They took on Colorado State on Friday night, finally getting a performance that head coach Dana Altman felt proud of, winning by 30, 95-65. And on Saturday night, the number 9 women's basketball team took on Southern Utah, shot 50% from the field, won by 60, 98-38. How big of an impact did these Duck wins have on your weekend?
You first.
I wanted to thank the basketball team Friday because I actually had plans. So by the time I would have had to have hunkered down and watched the entirety of the second half, it was a blowout and I didn't have to worry. And I knew with Coach Graves coming on, and even though the women weren't on, I was keeping up. And it was like by the time there was like 6 minutes to go in the half, it was over. So from an appreciation standpoint, a 10, but I didn't really spend that much time on them.
Yeah, I had a high school game on Friday, so I would also like to thank the men's team for giving me score updates that I could give throughout my broadcast to make things easier and fill some time for me. Both games, like, you know, pretty out of hand pretty early. I think you could say that with the women's game. They won by 60. I'd probably say paying attention to it. The men's game was like a 9 for me. The women's game was a little bit lower because I had other stuff going on. And they were, I think if it were a closer game, I would have paid attention to it longer.
The second tallest, biggest slugger in baseball, the NL MVP, the guy who was on chase for 60 home runs, Giancarlo Michael Stanton, was traded by Yankee sleeper agent Derek Jeter, once the star of the old Evil Empire, to the New York Yankees, forming the 2018 edition of the Evil Empire. So now the Yankees have the GOAT El Gary, the AL Rookie of the Year Aaron Judge, and now Giancarlo, all going to be hitting in the same lineup. It's not an all-star game. How big does this trade have on Major League Baseball?
Well, you know the rule. When the Yankees or the Cowboys or the Lakers or Notre Dame is good, Duke, same thing. You've got the diehard fans loving them and everybody else hates them with a passion. And the fact they just spent $250 million to add to a team that came within a win of the World Series makes people hate them even more. That's a 9.5 impact on baseball for sure.
Impact on baseball, this is a 10. I don't know how you can become a bigger impact on baseball. He's like one of the best hitters in the sport. He goes to the most known team in the world. That this is a 10. It's a humongous deal no matter how you look at it. And the fact that Derek Jeter is involved in the trade somehow makes it like if it could go higher than 10, it would go higher than 10. But it's a 10. I don't see how you can be bigger than this.
Derek Jeter, once a Yankee, always a Yankee.
By the way, we should just make a point and call him Mike. Giancarlo.
I like Giancarlo.
Let's just call him Mike. All right.
The NFL on Sunday was a doozy. The Bills and Colts played a game where the field was covered up to most players' knees in snow. 32 passing attempts in this one, so NFL players not afraid to throw the ball. The Browns browned it against the Packers in overtime. The Niners under Jimmy G are 2-0, and Garoppolo has never lost a game as a starting quarterback.
You can't lose. Best
2018
quarterback
ever. Super Bowl. Here come the Niners. You heard it here first. Jacksonville showed that they are not the Jags of old, taking down the Seahawks. In the biggest game of the day, had Goff taking on Wentz in the Coliseum, which was a hell of a game until MVP candidate Carson Wentz suffered a knee injury and is now out for the season and likely most of next year with a torn ACL. How did week 14 impact your weekend?
Well, from a lot of the season, I've actually made sacrifices. I mean, I subscribed to NFL Sunday Ticket. I've got the multiple TVs. Yesterday, I went, got breakfast, got back home by 10:30, and didn't budge. I watched some of every single game, and I caught most of all the big games. So I was hunkered down, Jones. That was an absolute 10 for me for the NFL this weekend.
I'll say a 7, and it's mostly because I had to go to my a kid's birthday party my kid was invited to, but NFL Red Zone was on at this party.
Oh, that's a great parent.
And so the kids were out there playing, and I was sitting there watching NFL Red Zone, paying attention to pretty much every game, because that's how NFL Red Zone works. That Bills game was fantastic. That's another two games over the weekend, and just like total downpour snow. That might be the most I've ever seen. I don't know about you, Steve, but that was fantastic. Obviously, the Niners are just a win factory now with Jimmy G at the helm. So I was paying attention to that as well. So I'd say like a 7, only because I literally couldn't watch all of it.
All right, last one real quick. Soccer, a derby day as my Everton took on their rivals,
derby.
Liverpool at Anfield. Wayne Rooney converted a penalty that was a little soft.
Yeah,
and then
soft,
in Manchester, Red United took on Blue City as Pep Guardiola and Manchester City won their 14th straight in the Premier League. How did these derby games impact your weekend?
If you didn't mention them, I wouldn't even have known they happened.
Yeah,
got totally lost this week. I got to go, and I cannot tell a lie in honor of our first president. 0.
Yeah, it's a 0 for me as well.
Sorry, bro.
Not into that derby world.
From mostly 10s to a 0. So I don't know what kind of volumes that speaks, but c'est vrai, which means it's true.